Well, one of the concerns we have is that if there are states that follow Vermont's lead and implement state-by-state label requirements, we don't know necessarily if they are going to require labels on meat or milk or eggs produced with GMO grains. Most dairy farmers, whether in California or around this country, use corn, soybeans, alfalfa, cottonseed, sugar beet hulls that are produced with genetically modified technology. Under the Vermont law, those processes would not have to be labeled. But for instance, if California decides to try to do something similar, which wouldn't surprise me, who knows what the requirement would be? A lot of people in the pro-organic community or the pro-labeling community want to include food processes, including GMO crops, that are further up the value chain in the livestock industry. So that's all a way of saying we really support a federal position on this. We want to see a national policy for what counts as GMO and how you should disclose that information, what you should disclose on the label, because in the absence of that, we could see this issue be legislated state by state in ways that could be bad for the dairy industry.
Galen says they would like to see a national law and looks at what they would hope would be in it.
Well, the national law should be consistent with the science, first of all, which is that you don't necessarily have genetically modified milk just because a particular dairy cow ate a piece of corn, a kernel of corn, or a soybean made with a genetically modified trait. The science is very clear on this, but unfortunately, a lot of times these laws are about politics more than they are about science or reason or what you can actually test and identify in the food product. So that's why we need to have Congress weigh in as opposed to leaving things up to states like Vermont, California, or some of the others that could follow suit if the Vermont law goes into effect.